It's been a year since over a million people took part in a nationwide May Day demonstration for immigration reform. Well, today the demonstrators were back holding rallies and marches across the country, although not in such great numbers as last year. In Chicago, about 150,000 people turned out. And in Los Angeles, the second big event of the day is underway. NPR's Carrie Kahn joins us now from MacArthur Park near downtown L.A. And Carrie, what's been happening there now?
Well, the marchers just passed by us, and as you said, this is round two. What they lost in numbers, they're definitely making up with perseverance today. It started early this morning around 11 o'clock in downtown L.A., and there was quite a lot of marchers there, nowhere near the size of what we saw a year ago. But they did fill 10 city blocks, walked through downtown, a lot of street closures, a lot of police presence, and then filled the City Hall Plaza. And then, as you can hear in the background here, they've come back down to MacArthur Park, which is east of downtown Los Angeles, and are rallying again to hear speakers into the night.
But as you've said, the crowds in Los Angeles are smaller. Even in Chicago, which may have had the biggest turnout, today's crowds are a lot smaller than they were a year ago. What has changed over this past year?
I think the biggest thing that's changed is that there was a split between the immigrant rights groups about what was the most effective way to pressure Congress to pass immigration reform this year. And there's a big split, and that was what made these two different marches here in Los Angeles. The crowd in the morning felt that the best tactic was the in-your-face, we're out in the street, a lot of people were singing this chant, we're here to stay, if you deport us, we'll just come back again. And then you have the more established immigrant rights groups coming down today to MacArthur Park for a more sedate protest, although it is boisterous, as you could hear, but they also came to hear speakers and push for reform. So I think that's the biggest change. A lot of people also talked about problems that they were afraid because of the increase in stepped-up deportation raids, and I think that's what motivated a lot of people to stay home. But in Chicago, it motivated a lot of people to come out and protest and say we're against these raids. So there's a lot of factors here.
Carrie, are the events in Los Angeles overwhelmingly Latino, or is it more of a mix than that?
No, it's definitely overwhelming Latino. They feel that they are feeling the brunt of these, what they call anti-immigrant laws that are being passed around the country, that many were passed after the big marches, and when people saw on their television screens 500,000 people in Los Angeles, illegal immigrants marching. So they feel like they've been at the brunt of a lot of these new harsher laws and tougher border enforcement. But it's definitely a majority Latino crowd here.
And what is going to happen the rest of this evening in Los Angeles? What's on schedule?
We're going to hear a lot of speakers, as I said, a lot of groups that are more rooted in the communities, more organized, so they're going to come here and have some speeches, talk about their push is more for civic participation, voter registration, things like that, so I'm sure we'll hear a lot about that. We'll also hear a lot of calls to stop the raids and stop the deportations and to pass immigration reform this year.
That's NPR's Carrie Kahn reporting from an immigration march near downtown Los Angeles. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.